Lord, I thank you for the opportunity again to come into your word. I thank you very much for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the ability to just look in your word and pull out some of the juice that said it's good for us. Good for us to grow with. Good that we might be able to look in your word and see what's in it to help us. As we look through these two letters tonight, the Gimel and the Dalet, help us to look at it, see it, and extract from your word what's in it for us. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In looking at the scriptures again, Psalms 119, where we left off last week, we did Aleph and we did the Bet. The Aleph, I said, was the same as our equivalent of A. It's the head. It's the one that would be in charge, the leader. It also represented strength like the ox. When I talked about the Bet is where we get our letter B from. You can hear Bet a little bit in the Greek letter, but that second letter is called Beta. Spelled B-E-T-A. It talks about a house, a tent, a dwelling place. But now we move to the next letter. The next letter is Gimel. The Gimel is what we would consider to be our G. And it's the same thing. If you listen to the Gimel, it almost sounds like camel. That's where we get the word camel from that letter Gimel, which talks about being able to lift up oneself, or being able to carry something, or being carried. It can speak of pride. It can either speak of pride or something to being able to carry something about. It also talks about the individual sometimes in so far as bountiful that can be given or spread and shared with someone. So we're looking at the Gimel that will cover us from verses 17 to 24. The next letter after that will be the Dalet. The Dalet will be the letter that what we use for D. The Dalet looks almost, if you imagine a line going straight across and move back a little bit from the ending, coming down, it looked like somebody didn't make a T well. Like you're making a T, but it's moved a little bit off-center. That represents the door. When you look at the top of a door, you come across the top of the, what we would call the header, the top of the door, and come down the side where the trimmers are, on the side of the door, where the, which color the door hinges are. That would be what a Dalet looks like. A Dalet means a door, an entrance, an opening, a way to get inside of something. I didn't give you what the Gimel looked like. The Gimel looks almost like a K turned backwards. Now the little K looks, has a little K, the little marks on it. Imagine a K turned backwards with the top line coming off. That's the Gimel, almost like someone turned around and got one leg out like he's trying to kick. That's the Gimel. So let's not just talk about these letters. Let's talk about what scriptures say is there. In the 17th verse, Gimel, remember again, these are used as mnemonic means of remembering what these scriptures were if someone was going to be remembering them. 17 says, deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. And looking at the Gimel, where the Gimel can speak of someone having pride, arrogancy, trying to lift up themselves, you also see that the Gimel also means that an individual can be carried and lifted up. I also said it speaks of bounty. So if we're looking at this and we see an individual with the mindset that I want to be lifted up, I want to be dealt with bountifully, which is the exact opposite of pride. What we see here is if someone will allow God to lift them up, God to deal bountifully with that individual, that individual will be the individual that's left up and lifted up to reach the level where they're supposed to be without being brought down. What do you mean, Tim? The individual that would lift himself up, according to the scripture, will be brought down or abased. So he says, deal bountifully with thy servant. I humble myself under you to be the servant. If you'll deal bountifully with me, I may live. I don't have the ability to make myself live. And if you deal bountifully with me, I can keep your word. There's a mark of humility in that around us. If we can keep God's word, that means many times our feelings and our words are going to be kicked to the side. Because many times God's word goes against what we feel. Verse 18 says, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. With being said, is if you will open my eyes, if you will lift up my eyelids where I can see, so that I may behold wondrous things, magnificent things out of your instruction, I'm willing to allow myself to be in the position of being taught so that I won't go and do my own thing. I want to have what's necessary for me to come out of your law. If you will open up my eyes so that I can see. What did Jesus do to the people when he walked around? He came around, he opened the eyes of those that were blind physically, and he opened the eyes of those that were blind spiritually in many cases, because they didn't, many of them, know God until he came. Why is that? Because when the eyes are open, they can understand what's being taught out of God's word, and that individual is able to be lifted up, that individual is able to live. Verse 19 rolls on and says, I am a stranger in the earth. This is not my home. I've only been here so many years. The earth was here before I got here. And many times it's going to be here when we're gone. But he says, I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. If you hide them, I can't find them. I'm a stranger. I'm dependent. I have no anchor. I have no partners. I have nobody that can do for me what you can do. Hide not your commandments from me. Keep me in your command. Command me which way to go. Teach me in your Torah. Help me keep your word. And then, Lord, you command me. Give me orders. Give me discretion. Give me the ability to know what I have to do so that I may be able to keep your word. Verse 20 says, my soul breaketh for longing. When he says, my soul breaketh, he says, my soul is to be in the position of being broken, crushed. It's like just somebody here to crush the king with your hand. He said, my soul breaketh for the longing that it hath to your judgment at all times. I need to know what is lawful, because if I don't know what is lawful, Randall, I'll do the wrong thing. I'll execute my own plan. I'll execute my own judgment. I want to be that individual that does not lift himself up. I need you to lift me up. I need your judgment. I don't know how to adjudicate. Oh, but when you give me your word, when you give me your law, then I am truly able to walk in your judgment. I'm able to understand your judgment. If I can understand your judgment and the decisions that you want me to make, your discretion and your laws, naturally or spiritually speaking, I will have the ability to be lifted up by you to the place that you want me to be at the right time and the right place. Or if I put myself in a position of prominence before you want me there, I'll be messed up. Verse 22 says, 21, thank you, thou hast rebuked the proud You have rebuked that individual that has lifted himself up. Do you see it? You have rebuked the proud, the presumptuous one, the arrogant one, the one that do things without finding out what you want or don't care what you want. And Father, you rebuke, you reprove those, and you rebuke the proud that are cursed. They have a curse on them. They're the people that you have put in position that they are going to receive your wrath and your judgment. And you rebuke those that err from your commandment. That's why I want to be lifted up by you. That's why I don't want to lift myself up. That's why I want to keep your word. That's why I want to know your judgment. That's why I want to be commanded by you, so that I'm not one of those that carry themselves in a presumptuous way and be cursed because I don't keep your commandments. And I ask you, Lord, remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Remove from me anything that's scornful, that's a reproach. Remove from me any kind of contempt, any kind of evil that's coming from judgment that can be upon me, because you are the only one that can clean me up. You are the only one that can remove from me anything that will cause me to be inside of your judgment. If you remove those things from me, if you will take those things from me, I believe, Father God, because I've asked you these other things, you can look at me. I have kept your testimonies. There are some that I may have fallen on. There are some that I didn't keep. But look at, Lord, my heart's desire is to keep your testimony. Remove from me reproach when people reproach me falsely. Remove from me contempt when they accuse me falsely. Because I keep your testimony. Jeremiah could sing that song. The Lord Jesus could sing that song. He had contempt thrown on him. What did he do to deserve it? He had reproach on him, but what did he do to deserve it? He kept God's commandment. He kept God's law, and he was in God's sweeted word. Verse 23 says, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servants did meditate in thy statutes. Princes, those that have authority, those that have power, the right of man, they spoke against me. Yo, sir. They spoke against me, Father. They spoke against me, Holy Lord. But yes, sir, I belong to you. And what did I do in the meantime? I meditated. I pondered. I talked about. I sung about. I spoke. I meditated. I even complained about what was wrong according to your word. What do you mean by your word? I meditate on your statutes, on your specific decrees, on your laws in general, on your conditions and your enactments. I concentrated on you, but he spoke against me. Kept me from feeling all bad that you weren't going to come through. Kept me from feeling all bad that things weren't going to ever work out right because I concentrated on what you've done before. Your decrees. This is what you want. It may feel bad on the inside that these things are happening, but I don't lose my faith in you. I don't turn my back on you. I keep my mouth full of your word. I keep my mind full of thinking about the things that you've done. That's why I allow you. I look for you to lift me up. I look for you to deal bountifully with me. I look for you to put me in the position where I don't ever rebel and buck against your word. Because when I start bucking against you, that's just like a bull bucking up against a concrete wall that's already poured with concrete. He'll wear himself out. Verse 24, the end of the Gemara says, thy testimony are also my delight and my counselors. Lord, the witnesses of the things that you've done, even when people try to throw contempt upon me, when they want to throw reproach on me, when they want to speak evil against me, when they want to say something bad against me, I think about the witness of your testimony, and it brings delight to my soul, and they counsel me in which way I should go, and they lift me up, and I don't have to try to lift myself up. They add bounty to me, and I end up putting myself in a position of peace, calmness, when I could have been down, when I could have been dejected, when I could have felt like I need to go see somebody. I need to get a medicine. I need to get a shot of this. I need to smoke that. I don't need that when I meditate. I meditate with all my might on your testimonies. Because your testimonies are my delight. They are able to counsel me. Everybody don't understand that around them. Some people don't stay in God's Word enough and enjoy God's Word enough to find God's Word. But talk to them, and give them counsel. And they end up just trying to lift themselves up. Trying to lift themselves up. And often when we lift ourselves up, we go against God. And when we think what we've been doing is right, a pride sets in that now we have lifted ourselves up and we're carrying our own burden. Instead of letting the camel carry the burden, that's what Gimel is. And instead of putting the burden on the Lord, we're carrying a burden many times that we don't want to. We're tired. We are hurting. Trying to carry everybody else's burden when they need to carry their own burden sometimes because they're not listening to God. When we bear one another's burden, remember this, when we help them with God's Word, we counsel them with God's Word, we don't go in and we take all the burden upon us and they don't grow. That's not God's Word. That's not God's way. That gives. I just want to stop for a second and just see if anybody would like to speak on those 8 verses right there that we just covered. Is there anybody that would like to have anything to say on that before we move to the next 8? Then let's move to the next 8. The next one is a Dalet. We talked about that being a door. We talked about that being an entrance. We're talking about that being an opening. We're talking about this being access. So when we talk Dalet, let's see what the scriptures in that section have to say to us. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. My soul cleaveth to the dust. Normally when people would get into the dust and put it on their head, that was showing that there was a sense of humility. Here this man said, my soul cleaves to the dust and thou know. I don't feel like there's nothing left but quicken me according to thy word. What do you mean, quicken me according to your word? Glad you asked. Give me life. My soul is cleaving to the dust, Randall. Almost to the place I want to be buried in the dirt. But I think about your sweet words, and I ask you to quicken according to your word. Let your word be the door of life to me. Let your word be the entrance place of life to me. Your word. Your word, Lord. Your word is so precious, so good in my sight. Quicken me according to your word. I have desired my way. I mean, not desired, declared. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. I have declared. I have spoken about. I have recounted. I have rehearsed my way. That way, Derek, that's the same thing. You get that same letter, that dollar. The way is the way that I enter. It's the way, the path that I go. I have declared my way, and you heard it me. But as I go on my way, teach me. Teach me. Teach me your statutes, Lord. Teach me the conditions. Teach me the specific decrees of that which you want. Then make me to understand the way again, the way. Remember, the way is the word derech. The way. We would pronounce it derech, D-E-R-E-K, but it's more like derech. Let me to understand the way of that precept, the way of your precepts, the way of your commandments, the way of your statutes. Help me to understand that so I shall talk about wondrous works. I need to be able to make my way fit with your ways. I want my way to be directed by you. I want my way, the way of access, of life to me. I want it to be your word, because Torah, the instruction of your word, is for life. I want my ways to be about life. My soul, verse 28, melteth for heaviness. Strength than me. Strength than me. Thou according to thy word. He says, my soul is just like it's dripping. It's weeping. It uses the word again. It starts with the dalet. Dalet. And that word speaks of a dripping, of the tears. So it says, my soul is melting for heaviness, sorrow, and grief. But give me access to strength to wipe away my tears. Give me access to strength to hold me up. Get me to the door of strength. Where is the door of strength, Randall? Where is the door of strength? It's in his word. It's in his word. It's in the very thing that proceeds out of God's mouth. When God created man, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Man got his first strength and his energizing power from the vigorous mouth of God. When do you think he's going to get his strength from now? How do you think he's going to get it? How do he go get it straight from God's speech, from God's word? Verse 29 says, remove from me the way, there we are again, the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Graciously. Remove from me the way that's not your way, the way that will not lead me to life. Remove from me the way of lying, falsehood, deception, walking in untruth, hypocrisy, and grant me your instruction. Again, as Torah, I want to get away from the dark. That way is against you. And stay in the way of life. Grant me your law graciously. Help me understand. I don't want to just read it. I want to walk in it. I have chosen the way. There it is again. I have chosen the way of truth. I have chosen the way of fidelity, steadfastness, faith. I have chosen the way of truth and your judgment. So I've chosen two things, which are written in one. I've chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. When I chose truth, I chose your judgments, and I laid your judgments before me. I put your judgments in my face. I didn't throw them behind my background. When I make my decisions on what I'm doing, I consider your judgments. When I look at what I'm going to do, I consider your judgment. I chose the way of truth because the way of truth is going to be the way of life. Moses told the people, I said before you bless and curse, choose life. How do you choose life? By walking in God's way. By getting strength from God's way. You want access through the door of what it is to get you where you want to be. Are you seeing these beautiful pictures of what God's word can do? In Olive, he's the leader. In Olive, he's the strength. In Beth, he's the place of the house. With Gimel, he's the one that lifts you up. In Dalet, he's the action. The word of God is everything we need. But we don't sometimes think of it like that. Verse 31 says, I have stuck unto that testimony, O Lord, put me not to shame. I have cleaved, like my soul was cleaved into the dirt, down unto the dust of the other bird. I have cleaved, and that word is with the dialect, is dafak. I have cleaved. How do I get to the door? I'm cleaving to it. I'm cleaving. I have cleaved. I have stuck to your testimony, the witnesses, the testimony of what you have done, O Lord. Put me not to shame. Don't let me be put to shame. I'm cleaving. I'm trying to keep my covenant in the bargain. I'm crying out to you in my pain, in my hurt, in my despair. I know you're faithful, but I'm crying out in my conversation to you. Help me, Lord. Don't let me be put to shame. Folk will want to always put me to shame. Folk will always want to act shamefully to me, but put me not to shame. The last verse here says, I will run in the, there it is again, way of thy commandment when thou shalt enlarge my heart. I will run. We're going to run in the way. I'm making haste. I'm running in the way. This is the way that I'm going to do my business. This is the way I'm going to be swift. This is the way that I'm going to be. I'm going to run. I'm going to run the way of your commandments. That's where I'm going with all my speed. I'm going. I'm getting somewhere. I'm trying to run the way of your commandments, your law, your code of wisdom, when you shall give me the capacity in my heart to even do more. When you shall enlarge my heart. Make large. Even ask the Lord to make large your heart out of enlarge your heart so that you have more capacity to love it, to care about His Word, to follow His Word. There's access with God, but it's through His Word. There's a door to the wisdom of God, but it's through His Word. There's a door to get strength when you're weak and you're downtrodden. It's through His Word. There's a door to get to the wisdom of God, but it's through His words, His statutes, His testimonies, and His precepts. There's a way for a man to be lifted up and carried about from strength to strength, but it's through God's word, and it's not through our imagination and our culture. And the 119th Psalm reveals those sweetest things to us, and I thank the Lord for it. Those verses went back kind of quickly, but I liked it. And I'm going to take a couple of minutes if there's anybody that got something out of this passage that they would like to share with us. Now is the time. Does anybody have anything they want to share with us out of this magnificent passage of Psalms 119,
17
through 32? Is there anyone?
No, I don't want to add anything. I just want you to go back over the meaning of those letters again. I mean, from Aleph to Dalet.
Aleph is the leader. It's the head. It's the foremost, the chief. It will be considered also as the ox or strength. The bait or the bet is the tent or the house, or the place that belongs to the Father. That's the second one. The Gimel is the one that speaks of the camel, or to lift up, or to carry, like carrying a burden. And it speaks of being able to be lifted up, carried, or being brought up higher. The Dalet is representation of the top of the door and the side post, access, entrance. It's the door. And so that word, when you have that dalet and you have that word for the tear or blood, it comes from the D word, dalet. So those letters have pictures that give us somewhat an insight of before they were writing words, they used what, like the Egyptians, they called them hieroglyphics.
Mm-hmm.
And those are called pictographs. They look a little different than they did in the old days. In the old days, they were more like a drawing. But over the years, especially as they went to Babylon, they kind of changed their drawing of the letters a little bit. They still spell words the same way, but the letters got less picturesque and became more like lines. But just for free, even the Chinese language, their language represents pictures. Is there anybody else?
Okay.
Anything else to add for you?
No.
Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to go through your word again. I ask you that you would help us to have the mindset for you to lift us up, for you to be the one to carry us, for you to want to be the one that we have to take our burdens to, so you would carry our burdens. And so that we would always want to enter into the door, that we would always look to you for access to your riches, to your power, to your bountifulness, so that we would look to you in the time of despair, because through your door is strength. Through your door is the ability to be lifted up. I ask you to help us in the blessed name of your holy child, Jesus, to walk the walk and talk the walk in this ungodly world. Amen.
Amen.